In La Crosse County, about 80% of the cases Child Protective Services work on involve alcohol and drug use. As part of our ongoing series, High Tolerance, Hope Kerwin reports on the toll that adult drinking can take on the state's children.
Mike Desmond is the former director of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater La Crosse. That's how he met the child he and his wife Karen would eventually foster, a 14-year-old boy who we're calling Kay. Desmond says Kay and his brothers were living in a hotel with their mom, and it was clear there were problems. So one day, Desmond gave Kay his phone number.
And they called me shortly after that, and I went down to the hotel and picked up 5 of the 6 boys.
Desmond says the boys started living with them informally until they could get placements through the foster care system. And he felt like Kay and his brothers were finally getting the care that they longed for.
They love their mom, and their mom loves them. I just think with the alcohol, she wasn't always capable of giving them the attention and love that they needed.
Lila Barlow from La Crosse County's foster care program says Kay's situation is common. She says a parent's drinking often comes with use of other drugs, and many times they're using substances to cope with stress, trauma, or another mental health issue.
When you start putting that combination together, then we're looking at more of 90% of our cases have a mental health or a drug and alcohol combination of some sort, and to try to weed that out is really, really difficult.
Barlow says the number of substance-related cases has increased in recent years because of the rise in opioid use. But she says alcoholism has always been a problem, and it often goes undetected.
In a state like Wisconsin, where alcohol is a norm, it's socially accepted. I think it's very hard for the friends, the neighbors, the families to say someone has an alcohol issue.
Barlow says when friends or family members see a parent's alcohol use as normal, they justify when that parent gets too drunk to care for their children in a way they wouldn't if the parent was using drugs. But Tony Aniga says any kind of substance abuse by parents can have a huge impact on a child's future. He's an education specialist at Marshfield Clinic's Child Advocacy Center.
It really affects healthy brain development, which can lead to toxic stress or that toxic stress adaptation, where children then become very good at perceiving threat and fear, and they don't become very good at learning and viewing teachers and other adults as safe.
Aniga says when kids' brains are wired for surviving stress at home, they have a hard time focusing in class or even remembering basic instruction. But those kids are learning from their parents. Aniga says kids pick up on the ways their parents are using alcohol to cope with stress.
If the parent is reactive, if the parent is aggressive, if the parent is, you know, punching holes in the wall, that's what that child is learning.
Aniga says these kids need to have relationships with adults who don't depend on alcohol to understand there's a different way. People like Mike Desmond. Desmond says he tried to help Kay see what life is like without depending on alcohol. But he says Kay was already drinking when he first came to stay with him at the age of 14. And Desmond knows there's a good chance Kay could fall into alcoholism the same way his mom did.
Traumatized kids use. And they use for the same reason adults use. You're not happy with your life. You think your life's going nowhere. You have no self-esteem. And guess what? Alcohol deadens that pain.
But Aniga's argues it's not just kids in crisis who can learn unhealthy ways of coping from adults through alcohol.
When you have adults, parents, teachers, you know, people that even joke about having that glass of wine or that beer, you know, after work, after having a stressful day, kids start to make those associations that, you know, oh, that's the thing that basically helps me deal with stress.
Aniga says all adults, not just parents, need to be careful we're not passing down an unhealthy relationship with alcohol to the next generation. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.